To begin, let's take a moment to think of something that you would love to bring forth into your life. Just imagine something you wish was true. And as you do, just feel the good feelings that arise as you experience this wish fulfilled. Noticing what is new and better in your life. Just step into that reality as if it's happening right now. Just noticing the good feelings, noticing what's different and better, and just feeling your vibration raising up into this wonderful space. And welcome to your wish fulfilled. And the purpose of this wonderful podcast is to help you to come into the feelings, the vibrations, the way of being as if you have already attained everything. Because the things that we think will make us happy typically don't make us happy in the way that we think they will. Just if you imagine buying clothes and you think, oh, aren't they wonderful, 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 and then they go in the cupboard, and then you kind of don't really notice them that much afterwards. Because what we're really looking for is the feeling state. We want to experience things. We want to feel alive. We want to feel like we've come alive and life is here and here we are experiencing it. I was just swimming with the dolphins in Kauai. So beautiful. It's a magical experience to have dolphins jumping around everywhere, and they come up to me. I mean, I'm not trying to get in their way or anything, but if they're around, they come and they swim underneath and up and they spin around. It's a fascinating experience. It feels like coming alive, right? To be in the ocean with these magical beings flying around and floating about and doing all these twirls and twists and special magic tricks. And so that's an experience of life. You know, when we smile, we start to feel better. When we spend quality time with people, we feel better. And today what we're going to be diving into is doing what we love, enjoying what we do, and learning from sports. This is one of the things I've noticed. I'm not like a major sports person, but now and again I watch like the World Cup, the Football World Cup, Soccer World Cup, or basketball. I like NBA basketball. Tennis, Wimbledon was recently happening, you know, just high level sports events. And what I'm interested in is not so much the sport or the characters in particular, it's how they respond to the situations that they are encountering. And what I've noticed is that when these people are on fire, they're on fire all of a sudden, right? You've seen this if you watch sports. They get in the zone, they get in this wonderful space, and everything is magical. I've seen this especially in the NBA, when it's like the final of the NBA, right? Like these major games, the last series of games. You see absolutely miraculous things happening when they're in the zone. It's almost like they block everything else out and they're just fully in the feeling and in the zone, right? And magic happens. And I've also seen with the World Cup, the Soccer World Cup is the biggest sporting event in the world, that when the players start thinking too much, they start to choke. They're so worried about everything. I mean, understandably, if either of us were there playing to this massive global audience, right? There's huge, huge pressure on them. So understandably, it's going to affect most of the players. And what happens is they shrink. They stop having fun. And it looks like they're really stressed. And they actually can't play properly. And they make these mistakes that they would normally not make because they're not in the zone. They're not enjoying themselves. When we focus too much on the outcome, getting the goal, scoring the point, making the sale, you know, trying to have someone like us, finishing the thing. When we focus on the outcome and we forget about the energy in the moment, we actually typically can't do a good job. And this is what you see in sports. I recently watched one of the finals, and the guy who was supposed to win in the tennis, Wimbledon, lost because actually what happened is he lost his cool. He lost his calm. He lost his composure. In other words, he stopped playing at his best because he wasn't in the zone. And anger, when people get frustrated and angry and they kick things and they shout and scream and swear at the referee and all that stuff, it is actually really hard for a lot of people to get out of that once they're in that state, because being angry and frustrated is not the same as being calm and centered. And angry, frustrated people can't perform at the highest level. So when you're going about your life, one of the key things is to think, what is the highest vibration, what is the state of being that is enjoyable to be in, that gets you in that magic zone? Because when you love what you do and you're enjoying it for its own sake, then the magic happens. But if we're doing things because we want to get something afterwards, if I'm doing something because I want the praise, I want the reward, I want the money, I want the sale, I want this and that, what happens? I'll make all kinds of crazy mistakes. When I was doing sales, I've done various sales related things in my work and at different times in my life. I'll give a little story about this. When I first did sales, it was on the River Cam in Cambridge. I was selling river tour, so I had to punt people down the River Cam. A punt is like a gondola. It's a little boat. It can hold about 12 people, depending how big it is. So I did the tour. I would say, you know, this is the Trinity College where, you know, Henry VIII went, and this is where, and it's, you know, all this history. It's fascinating. So we did the tour, and then the other part of our job was getting people off the street, getting cold people, right, off the street. And I used to have this little board with a picture of the colleges, and I would say to people, river tours, anyone want a river tour? Would you like to come on the river? Right? And I didn't like it because I'm, you know, an introverted person. And it really just wasn't working out. And I sometimes just stood there and didn't say anything and hope people would come up to me, right? And so we got commission, we got paid based on how many people we got off the street onto the boat. So I used to not make any money at the beginning, and I was really not getting any success at all, and I thought of giving up, actually. And then one day I was listening to a spiritual talk, and in the talk it said, contentment is the greatest virtue, being content and being happy, and your job is to give happiness to everyone. Just to give happiness, just to give love, give happiness. The main thing you can do is be content, be happy, and give out good vibrations. So I was listening to this and reading about this in the morning. So then I came to work and I thought, right, I'm just going to get myself a massive black Starbucks coffee. Because Starbucks is right next to where we worked. And I'm just going to give everyone love and happiness. And I'm just going to stand here on the street enjoying myself. I'm not interested in how many people become River Tour people. And I'm not interested in the commissions. I'm not interested in making sales. I'm only interested in giving happiness, giving good vibrations. And I was very sincere about this. I wasn't trying to play a trick on myself to make sales. I was really just thinking, giving love and happiness. And this is exactly the same thing that happens with these sports people. If they try and score, they end up screwing everything up. When they enjoy themselves and they just get in the zone, all of their potential comes out and they end up winning. And even if they don't win, they have a fabulous time and they develop themselves and they become an amazing being in the world. So just tune into this. How can you move away from the outcome, wanting to achieve things externally, and come into the vibration of success, the good feeling? In other words, happiness, love, joy, peace, freedom, all the good feelings, right? When you focus on the feeling and being in the zone, being in the state, as your primary thing that you do during your work, during your day, during whatever you're doing, then these wonderful things are a natural consequence. But it doesn't even matter if nothing comes of it. This is the key thing. We have to actually let go of any attachment to anything else. And I've shared this with many people with, you know, wanting to do sales and wanting to make money and that sort of thing. And they sort of try and use this as a sales method, right? Because it does work. If you don't want the sale and you're more focused on helping the person, you will get way more sales. But if you use it as a method to get sales at the back of your mind, then it might not work as well because your motivation has shifted. So if our aim is, how can I be the best version of myself? How can I really show up 110%? How can I really care? How can I really be here, fully here, enjoying my life at the highest degree? Then something wonderful will come of it. So we're going from extrinsic motivation, thinking about the outcome, to intrinsic motivation, experiencing the state and the feeling. So try this out. How can you use this in your life in some way? How can you use this in your life in some way today or this week? So when you're doing the things you do, how can you just enjoy the intrinsic motivation, the good feelings, the enjoyment of being there, the enjoyment of giving, the enjoyment of sharing? And from there, share your beautiful gifts from your heart with the world. And we know, ultimately, beautiful things will come back to you. So thank you so much for your beautiful presence, so much love, and wishing you all success in those wonderful good feelings and all of the blessings that will come from that. Talk to you soon.